Ever since supporters of George Washington changed the words of God Save the King, music has played a part on the American political stage. WRTI's Susan Lewis looks at a sample of songs from the catchy to the corny to the cathartic.
God Save George Washington.
Songs about George Washington and later Herbert Hoover both went the regal route. By the mid-20th century, upbeat pop music and Broadway became fodder for both parties.
They like Ike.
An Irving Berlin song from Call Me Madam became I Like Ike for Eisenhower.
Everybody likes Ike for president.
And Frank Sinatra changed the words to one of his hits for Jack Kennedy. More recently, it's common for candidates to play a pop or rock song as written when the musical and political messages converge. In 1988, for example, both sides tapped into love of country, one using a 1940 Woody Guthrie song,
"This land is your land, and this land is mine."
The other, a 1981 Neil Diamond hit. But using a song as actually written dates back to the 1932 Democratic Convention, when campaign advisors made a sudden switch of music to be played before FDR's speech.
Happy days are here again, the skies above.
The songs may change with the political winds. What stays the same is the power of music to move us, to make us believe in the best version of ourselves, and to have high hopes that one candidate will get us there.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.